For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri highway officials are proposing to widen Interstate 70 to three lanes in each direction between suburban St. Louis and Kansas City if voters approve a transportation sales tax. The I-70 project between Wentzville and Independence was one of hundreds of items on a proposed project list released today by the Missouri Department of Transportation. The agency plans to take public comments through July 3rd, and the State Highways and Transportation Commission will vote on a final list July 9th. Proposed Constitutional Amendment 7 on the August ballot will ask voters whether to impose a 3/4-cent sales tax for transportation that would last for 10 years. The measure says it would raise $534 million annually for state and local governments. A driver killed in a collision with a Columbia school bus has been identified as a 67-year-old Northeast Missouri man. The Highway Patrol says Lawrence W. Ferguson of Alvaz was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash Thursday afternoon. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the driver of the bus had bumps and bruises and did not work Friday, but all of the 24 children on the bus were released to their parents within a few hours of the crash. The patrol said Ferguson died when his SUV crossed the center line of a Boone County road and hit the bus head-on. The students were in kindergarten through fifth grade and were being taken home from summer school classes at an elementary school. Ragtag Cinemas will be showing more than just movies in their theaters for the next month. World Cup games will air at Ragtag until the finals in mid-July. Ragtag membership coordinator Lindsay Youngbluth says that with all the diversity the World Cup offers, it is a great way to introduce the popular independent movie theater to a new audience in Columbia.
We think it's really important to expand our audience. We're always trying to, you know, think of new ways to reach people who've never been here because we offer something really great to the Columbia community.
The World Cup is one of a number of community outreach screenings Ragtag presents every month. Youngbluth says the community outreach screenings are important because reaching new people is a top priority at Ragtag. Admission for all community outreach screenings, including the World Cup, is free. Youngbluth says Ragtag will try to show all 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock matches. A schedule of the matches the cinema will show can be found on its website, ragtagcinema.org. A suburban St. Louis school district plans to license the rights to its high school team logos in a bid to generate extra cash for after-school sports programs and other extracurricular activities. District Financial Officer Mark Stockwell told the Parkway School Board that a similar program is already in place in Columbia. Thousands of Missouri citizens are still waiting for state income tax refunds nearly 2 months after the April 15th filing deadline. Marshall Griffin has details.
Department of Revenue spokesperson Michelle Gleba says as of Friday, nearly 261,000 tax refunds are still pending, which add up to nearly $113 million. Gleba says revenue officials are working to get the refunds out as quickly as possible and as cash flow allows, and that they expect all refunds to be made by the end of the month. The delay can be partially blamed on Missouri's revenue collections in May, which were nearly $20 million below what they were a year ago at this time. Some state income tax refunds were also delayed in 2009 due to the economic downturn, which also prompted the state to borrow $325 million from its reserve fund that year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Parkway School District in Chesterfield has agreed to work with a Columbia-based sports marketing firm to help manage its intellectual property. That means fans of the Parkway South Patriots, the Parkway North Vikings, and other district teams will be able to buy official apparel at area retail stores, with the district receiving a percentage of the sales. The board gave its blessing to such an arrangement on Wednesday. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.